Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Gimel of Masechtas Erevin. The topics we will learn about today include: the Daf begins by continuing to question Rav's assertion that the Rabbanan learned the dimensions of an opening to a Mavoi from the entrance of the Heichal, with specific focus on whether a protrusion in the architecture of the beam helps. Next, the Gemara discusses whether a Kaira over a Mavoi or Schach on a Sukkah that are partially within 20 Amos from the ground and partially more than 20 Amos from the ground are kosher. The Gemara explains why the halacha may not be the same by the cases of Mavoi and Sukkah. Since the Amos sometimes consists of 5 Tvachim and sometimes of 6 Tvachim, Rav Nachman teaches which kinds of Amos we use with regard to the measurements of a Sukkah, Mavoi, and Klayim. Some of the key terms and concepts we will see on today's daf include: a Maltara is a protrusion that makes the beam over a Mavoi very noticeable, even when it is higher than 20 Amos. L'manyedu derisechem is the pasuk by the mitzvah of Sukkah that teaches that one must be aware of the schach when sitting in the Sukkah. K'deir debei shutfi loichamim avalikiria literally means that a pot guarded by 2 people is not hot nor cold, but it's an expression that means that when many people share responsibility for something, the job is less likely to get done because everybody will assume that the others will take care of it. Doifan akuma, when there is schach pasul of 4 amos or less along the edge of a Sukkah, we view the wall on that side as if it is bent toward the schach kasher, and the sukkah is therefore kasher.